Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, this is Kripa Anand, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the journeys of entrepreneurs and delve into the essential aspects of business management, particularly focusing on financial literacy and tax compliance. Navigating the complexities of taxes and financial regulations can be a significant challenge for small businesses and newcomers in Canada. According to recent studies, many entrepreneurs struggle with tax compliance, highlighting the need for accessible and personalized accounting services. Joining us today is Suanil Uskatagi, founder and accountant at Su Consulting, an accounting firm specializing in tax and bookkeeping services for entrepreneurs and small businesses in Canada. Suanil's personal journey as a newcomer turned entrepreneur and her dedication to empowering the Latin community makes her a valuable resource for our listeners. So let's dive in. Firstly, Sua, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I am so glad to be in this podcast. This is only not for me. This is also for my community too. I hope they can see if we work hard, we can achieve our goals. So I am so happy to be here and share my history with you.
Amazing. Now, Sua, let's start the conversation by understanding taxes, right? Why are taxes so important for small businesses? And what are some misconceptions that, you know, entrepreneurs have about tax compliance? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, great question. Taxes are important because they help to keep your business legal and organized. If you don't do them right, you can get penalty or lost money. In countries like Canada, we can actually see where our taxes go. So we can see like they work for healthcare, rules, and more. Right. I think one common mistake is thinking that taxes are only once a year, but really tax as part of your business all year. For example, your sales, your expenses, and how you pay yourself. And I can see many small owners don't know that if make more than the $30,000 per year in sale, you must register for HST and collect that taxes from your clients. That is important. And I can say some also team, because they think because you have a small business, they don't need to be worried. But everyone has to be worried. Even if you don't have business, even personal have to be worried about your taxes. Yes, you have to do it.
Yes, that's very important reminder, because a lot of people just think that filing taxes once a year is, you know, sufficient, but it's not. It's literally how we live, right?
Exactly. It's every day. And more for entrepreneur, because you have to do, as I mentioned before, we have to do HST probably, or I don't know, payroll. So it's not once per year. So my advice for everyone is have to be sure about taxes.
That's very crucial advice, Sua. I think understanding the importance of tax compliance and, you know, avoiding common misconceptions can help businesses avoid costly mistakes. Right? Now, Su Consulting offers, you know, a range of services, including tax preparation, bookkeeping, and consulting. Can you walk us through the services that you provide and, you know, how exactly they benefit entrepreneurs and small businesses out there?
Yes, of course. At Su Consulting, we offer, as you mentioned, tax preparation, not only for small business or corporation, also for personal taxes. And this Thing avoid mistake. I know many persons thinking we can do it in, I don't know, in a, with a software and I can right. do by myself. But my bit advice, if you don't know or it's your first time, maybe call an accountant and do with a spare. So yeah.
Right, because you can miss out on so many things, right? Because you're not aware yeah. only, right? Makes sense.
Exactly. Other service we provide is bookkeeping service. We organize the numbers every month for the business, which is so important because if we keep our numbers clear, we have to do an amazing job in our business. So it's important the bookkeeping part. Also, we do a business registration. This is also really important. We okay. help to open your business legally in Canada. But oh. we don't only just register and that's it. We also give my client templates and help understand everything you need for your business. That is important because many people or other company offer just the service to open the business, but it's yeah. not just opening, you know.
Right. You also need the other work around that. That helps
exactly.
them.
Yeah. It helps them understand because some of them maybe don't know about the HST, for example. They need it, yeah. maybe. Or yeah. they needed a payroll. So, yeah, in Su Consulting, we offer all of them. And for last, of course, consulting. Again, I support my client in step by step yeah. in everything they needed. So, yeah, that is our part of our service. And I think my goal in my business is like I provide this kind of service, like my client feel close to me, not just the accountant never answered the call. No, I am yeah. here for my client. So that is for my many of my clients and happy because as Su Consulting, we always respond, answer right. the question and help them to understand. Taxes can be scary sometimes, you know.
Exactly, but yeah.
We make it simple.
Wow. So basically, you make lives easier for everyone, right? And that's what matters. Yeah. Exactly. Now, Sue, you specialize in helping the Latin community as well in particular, right? Can you elaborate on how Su Consulting connects with and, you know, supports the Latin entrepreneurs in Canada? If I'm a Latin entrepreneur, how would you guide me through the process? Walk me through it.
Great. Yes. Spanish is my first language, so Latin client feel safe and asking questions to me because I can speak in Spanish with me. Right. And for Latin community, in some case, the Canadian system, the tax system is scary. So they feel lost. They don't want to make a mistake. So right. I try to my Latin community spread step by step what they need and help to feel them confident. We also share tips and information in Spanish in our Instagram account. And normally I try to attend the community event to connect with them, with Latin community. That's great. And yeah. My mission is to make them feel support and not alone in this journey. Because as a Latin, when I arrived here in the first time, it was like, oh my God, I am doing great. No. For that reason, Su Consulting try to support Latin community.
Wow, that's really helpful and really supportive of you because when it comes to either your mother tongue or, you know, from your place back home, there's always a special connection.
Yeah.
When you mix that in business, it's always better, yeah. right?
And like here, we want to see an other face looks like you. You know what I mean?
Yes, oh. exactly. Yes, that's my person. I yeah. get what you mean.
Exactly. No,
definitely. Great job. So, now, before we go any further, here's a special message for all of our entrepreneurs, especially the Canadian entrepreneurs. Are you looking for reliable accounting and tax services? Remember, Su Consulting offers personalized solutions to help you navigate the complexities of finances. Now, let's continue our conversation with Sua and learn more about her personal journey and insights into entrepreneurship. Now, Sua, your journey as a newcomer to Canada highlights the power of perseverance and the potential for transformation. Can you share your personal story and, you know, how you turned your experiences into an opportunity to start Su Consulting? Where did it all start from?
Right, please, but this part, maybe you like it because my history is a little bit interesting. So I am original from Venezuela, but because of the situation in 2014, I moved into Chile. I lived there for 8 years and I work as an accounting manager in a big company, a retail company. They call Patagonia. I don't know if you know. No, it's like a North Face. That mm-hmm. is the company. That in 2022, I moved to Canada. At that time, I didn't speak English. I come first.
What? You just learned English back in 2022?
In 2022.
Oh my God. And you're doing an amazing job. I can just tell it right now. So kudos to you and great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I come first here to study English. I can say I have a wonderful English teacher. Yes. And then I complete my postgraduate program called Global Business Management in Centennial mm-hmm. College.
Okay.
I remember people told me when I have that idea to come to Canada without English, they tell me, oh my God, could be
hard. What are you even thinking about?
Could be hard for you even get a job in accountant because you don't know the language on anything. And I remember I said to myself, if I can learn English, I can also work in my career because I have more than the 16 years of experience in accounting, and accounting is globally. It's not only in Canada, in Chile. It's the same part. It's accounting. So I study hard. I work hard. And I found a job here as an accountant. I did. But then I saw many newcomers like me, people who get confused, didn't understand the system, the process. And I fell in my hair, like I say, you know what? I would like to open a business here. I have the experience. I have the passion. Yeah. I can support other Latin like me. So let's do it. And that was Su Consulting Board.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a very inspiring story. And so let me just take a moment to say how proud I am of you as, you know, a fellow entrepreneur, a fellow person, you know, because I'm an immigrant as well. So I understand the challenges and the, you know, problems, the small things that no one else can really understand except for your close-knit family and friends. So amazing.
Thank you.
Also, on that note, what advice would you give to other newcomers who aspire to become entrepreneurs in Canada who are, you know, on a similar journey as you?
I can say, believe in yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Ask for help. You don't need to know everything when you start. Start small and be consistent. So make connection. Learn how things work in Canada. And be patient. If you have a dream, it's possible. So just do it. Don't give up. That is my big advice.
Amazing. That's valuable advice. So, now, before we let you go, your insights on taxes, entrepreneurship, and personal journey have been incredibly valuable. If there's one piece of, you know, key message or piece of advice that you want our listeners to take away from our entire discussion today, what would it be and why?
I think I can say, because I repeat that to myself, because being entrepreneur is we can feel alone, but I can say you are not alone. If you have a dream to grow in Canada, it's possible. Look at me, it's possible. Ask for help. Again, take action and stay true to your values. That is important. And remember, I can say, in Su Consulting, we are here to help you.
Amazing. That's a very powerful message, Sua. I think with determination and the right support, anyone can achieve their entrepreneurial dreams. And thank you for being the example at making us realize that. It has been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you so much, Sua.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. That was an insightful conversation with Sua Neel Uskatagi, founder and accountant at Su Consulting, on the importance of taxes, empowering the Latin community, and the journey of a newcomer entrepreneur. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. We appreciate your support. Also, be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. Also, don't forget to visit our website, canadiansme.ca. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, and Google for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.